Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hi guys, bonjour à tous, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 58, numéro 58. In this lesson, you'll be learning some prepositions and more precisely, prepositions before countries. So for example, when I say I go to France, I come from France, I live in France. Well, that's these little words, from, to, in, called prepositions that we're going to learn. So I've divided this lesson into two parts. You guys know how much I love doing two parts episode simply because I really want to make sure that the lessons are bite-sized and super easy to follow. So in part one of the lesson, which is the episode you're listening to today, we'll learn how to translate the preposition from before a country name. And in next week's episode, part two, we'll learn how to translate the prepositions to and in before a country name. Before we get started, as usual, please download your lessons cheat sheet. It's going to be much easier for you to understand and it's free. After the lesson, you go and download your lessons exercises to practice what you've learned today. And it's also free. All right, vous êtes prêts? Are you guys ready? Let's get started. So as I said earlier, today we are learning the preposition from before a country name. So when followed by a country name, here are the prepositions you need to use to translate the word from. Du, de, d with an apostrophe, and last one, de. So now that we all know that, which one to choose? Well, it depends on three things. First, is the country feminine or masculine? Is the country singular or plural? And does the country name start with a vowel or not? So first, if you don't know what the country's gender and number are, then go back to episode number 39 and 49, where I share a lot of country names as well as their gender. And I'll link these two episodes in the episode notes. So quick tip, as a general rule, most countries ending with the letter E are feminine. Now, attention, not all countries. There are exceptions, and I'll write down a few exceptions in the notes as well. All right, so let's go back to our prepositions. If the country is masculine singular, use du. For example, je viens du Canada. I come from Canada. Je viens du Canada. Le Canada is a masculine country, so to say from Canada, use the preposition du. Next, if the country is feminine singular, use de. For example, je viens de France. I come from France. Je viens de France. La France is a feminine country, so to say from France, use the preposition de. If the country is feminine or masculine singular, starting with a vowel, use d with an apostrophe. For example, je viens d'Algérie. I come from Algeria. Je viens d'Algérie. Or, je viens d'Iran. I come from Iran. Je viens d'Iran. Both Algérie and Iran start with a vowel, so you need to use the preposition d with an apostrophe. if the country is plural. Then use the preposition des. For example, je viens des États-Unis. Je viens des États-Unis. I come from the United States. Je viens des États-Unis. Les États-Unis is plural, so you need to use the preposition des. Alright, so to recap. To say from before a country, say du if the country is masculine singular. De if the country is feminine singular. De with an apostrophe if the country is feminine or masculine singular, starting with a vowel. And last one, de if the country is plural. Et voilà, that's now the end of today's lesson. So thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to go and download your lessons exercises to practice what you've learned today. And if you've enjoyed this episode, I'd really appreciate a quick rating and review on Apple Podcasts. I'll talk to you guys next week for part two, so stay tuned. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt.
Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.